Hey there, friends. Today, we're diving into a fascinating topic that's as delightful as a well-loved nursery rhyme. I'm channeling my inner parent here to bring you an easy-to-understand breakdown of a recent study that's all about the power of nursery rhymes and their impact on the tiniest members of our society, newborns. So grab a cup of tea, get comfy, and let's unravel this intriguing piece of research together. Babies, just a few months old, absorb more from the melodies and rhythms in nursery rhymes than from regular baby talk. It's similar to how we might find it easier to remember a catchy tune than a spoken sentence. For instance, when a baby hears the rhythm in Humpty Dumpty, they're not just entertained, they're learning how language flows and feels. Initially, babies tune into the rhythm of speech rather than individual sounds. Think of it like dancing to the beat of a song before learning the lyrics. For example, a baby listening to a Baye Baye Black Sheep focuses on the rhythm and tone first, not on what Baya or sheep actually means. Scientists used brain imaging to see how babies react differently to rhythmic patterns like changes in tone versus phonetic patterns like differentiating APA from. From ABA, it's like using a high-tech camera to capture how a baby's brain lights up when they hear different aspects of language. Newborns take time to process individual speech sounds, a skill that develops over several months. So, if a mama and a papa sound similar to a newborn, that's because they're still figuring out the building blocks of speech. Infants use the rhythm in speech as a base to add more complex language skills. It's like laying down a rhythmic foundation before building the walls of words. In other words, the rhythm in Jack and Jill helps a baby understand where one word ends and another begins. This study highlights that a particular rhythm pattern is common in languages worldwide, underscoring its importance in language development. Thus, whether it's in English, Spanish, or Japanese, nursery rhymes across cultures use a similar rhythm that babies latch onto. Singing and engaging in nursery rhymes with babies significantly impacts their language development. Hence, regularly singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to a baby isn't just bonding time. It's actively helping them learn language patterns. To all the parents and caregivers out there, keep those nursery rhymes flowing. You're not just entertaining your babies. You're nurturing their future in language and communication. And that, my friends, is a beautiful thing. Let's cherish these moments and the incredible journey of learning they bring. Stay tuned for more insights and explorations into the wondrous world of childhood development. Until next time, keep those nursery rhymes alive and thriving.